Ephesians, the fourth chapter. And he said, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you, just start out there in 4:1, that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. If the Lord had helped me tonight, I just want to preach simply on unity. Unity. Is there anything among our holiness people? Now, I'm not going to be preaching to anybody else tonight because that's what we are. Can you say amen? Amen. And that's all I know about it. I don't know about the other groups, only what I've heard and just a little bit of dealings I've had with them. But I want to preach to our holiness people tonight on unity. I don't know about anything, Brother Darrell, we need more in this day and hour than we need unity. You say, Brother Lindell, we got a lot of problems in our movement. I understand all of that, but I just don't think there's anything that unity and binding together, amen, we can't come against and be conquerors with. Can you say amen? And so he knew what he was talking about when he said endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Amen. He said there is one body and one Spirit, even as you're called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Amen. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Let me skip on down here to this 11th verse. He said, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. What for? Amen. You know, we got a reason we're here. Amen. We're not here just to while away the time. Amen. We're not here just to wait until somebody calls on us to deliver a little. So, you know, I tell my folks, amen, what we do behind this is a small part, amen, of our ministry. Can you say amen? Praise God. And I'm telling you, what you do out there, if it's not right, this up here don't mean much. Can you say amen? Praise God. That's right. He said he gave these prophets and all of these different callings for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity, amen, of the faith. Hey, you think we're called to unity? Amen, brother, we ain't going to get much done until we get this thing together. Oh, hallelujah. I said, until we get this thing together. Amen. Oh, I'm telling you. Well, I'm in trouble already because, Brother Shaw told us today that a prophet is without honor saving his own country and among his own kinmen. Amen. And that's all I preach to is my own people, Brother Shaw. There is exceptions, isn't there? I'm one of them. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, the Lord called me to my own people. Amen. No, maybe nobody else would put up with it. I know nobody could love them like I have. That's right. Amen. But I'm telling you, Brother Joy, when I took the church about 17 years ago, I'd only been preaching 6 months. Now, this is a minister's conference, and I know that's not according to the rules and regulations. That don't usually work, does it? Amen. Don't anybody try that unless the Lord tells you to. Amen. Then ask him 3 times, like I did, to give you 3 signs. Amen. Well, and you know, that church was in a mess. Amen. It was known across the country. Amen. What a mess the church was in. In fact, the pastor that came and wanted the church right before I didn't want it, but he did. Amen. But anyway, he was exactly half for him and half against him. Exactly. Amen. I don't think you can get split down the middle any worse than that. Amen. Well, the Lord told me to go. Amen. Did you know the first year that we was there? Amen. The first 9 months that we was there, not one person came to our altars and got saved. Not one. Amen. That's right. Not a one got saved. I got so discouraged that first 6 months that I was preaching, I was evangelizing, folks getting saved, and amen, my heart is to see folks saved, and I said, Lord, what in the world is wrong? Amen, nobody's getting saved around here. Amen, but I realized later God was putting us together. Amen, the Lord showed me later if somebody had got saved in that atmosphere, amen, their chance of survival would almost have been nothing. Amen. That's right. The Lord showed me, and I don't mean to get too plain tonight, but the Lord showed me, amen, that a mother has 9 months to prepare for that child to be born. Amen. God don't make any mistakes. Amen. He was putting us together. Amen. I can tell you in that time, amen, I preach unity to our people. Amen. We had them old-fashioned services where folks would hug one another's neck and say, I love you and I appreciate you. Amen. They couldn't have said that before because they didn't. But God was doing a work. Amen. In our church. I tell you, if you want to have revival, get folks together. Amen. Get them to pull it together. But I came to preach to our ministers tonight. Amen. If we can get together. Amen. I didn't say when because I'm not sure we will, but I said if we do. Amen. If we do. Praise God. I'm telling you, if just some of us would, if this just this group that's here tonight, if we could get this thing together, Brother Shaw, I'm telling you, I believe God would do a work for us like he did in days gone by. Woo! Hallelujah. I'm done feeling better than I thought it would. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. I got to tell you where I'm coming from here before I get too far along the way. Amen. Several years ago, we was in the state of Virginia, many years ago now. Amen. Up near Harrisonburg, and there's a group of Mennonites up there. Now, this brother here is from Virginia, isn't he? Amen. You know where Harrisonburg is. And there's a group of Mennonites there. And when I was a little boy, we'd been up there and we'd been over there. I wanted to go back. So we went over on one Sunday morning, and as we was over there, we was waiting. They come in those horse and buggies. You know, it's a beautiful sight to see them coming down the road. You know, the little ladies, you have their bonnets on, and they're just clipping along there, and we was there early because we wanted to see that, you know. And there was an older gentleman that was there, and he was opening up the church and getting everything ready, and he saw us down there parked, you know, and he came down. He's a very nice man, and he said, you know, I'll answer any questions you have. He said, I'm sure that you have questions because we're different. And you know, the way they were dressed, the way they lived and all was so different and alien to our lifestyle. And we did. We had a lot of questions for him. And so anyway, they was coming on down through there, and them buggies was coming in. They'd roll in, they'd type, you know. It was beautiful, little old children, even little girls, you know. Amen, the little bonnets on, the little dresses that they had made. And so anyway, but we noticed as we sat there, all the buggies wasn't turning in at the church. And so anyway, directly he saw we was noticing that. He said, you notice all the buggies are not turning in here at this church. And we said, yes, we did notice that. He said, well, there's another church on up the way here. And he said, some of them go to this church. And there was about 300 maybe, I believe, that morning. He said, the church up the road's about the same size. He said, in 1958, the reason I remember, it's the year I was born. And he said, in 1958, we had a church split. I said, huh, well, I know a little bit about that. And he said, we had a church split. He said, you know, our elders or whatever they call them, maybe bishops is what they call them, they get together and they talk about things and they decide on things. And if there's something comes up in the church that they feel like is worldly or, out of line, they make a decision on that of whether they're going to allow it or whether they're not. And he said, you notice the ladies here and they have their bonnets. We noticed that. And he said, you know, they tie their bonnets with a string and it ties in a little bow. I said, well, we noticed that. He said, well, some of the maybe young ladies had got to where they wanted to let their bonnet strings hang down, by, you know, kind of like this. He said, now the old timers, they tied their bow and pulled the strings up. And he said some of these young ladies got to hanging their bonnet strings down. And the bishops had to have a meeting over that because we felt like, or they felt like, or somebody felt like, might have just been one person, I don't know. Amen. Felt like that was a little bit worldly. And they said, we can't have that. And so some of them said, well, we're gonna let them hang the bonnet strings down. Now, this is a true story. I'm not telling you something. But said, we're going to let the bonnet strings hang down. And some of the others said, we're going to have them to pull them up. Some of them said, we're not going to come to church here if them bonnet strings are hanging down like that. Amen. And so they had a church split over it. And they went down the road and built another Mennonite church. Amen. Because of the length of the bonnet strings. And I said, that's awful, foolishest thing. And then I said, you know what? I believe I know some folks like that. Amen. I believe I've been around some folks like that. Brother Shaw, I believe I may have pastored a person or two like that. Amen. You're not sending these tapes out, are you? But anyway, you know, church, I want to tell you something. We have divided over some of the most frivolous and silly things that ever could be. I believe God sent me here tonight to preach to us on unity, Brother Aaron. Amen. I'm telling you, there are some things that I can't go with. Amen. There are some places that I just can't fellowship with. Amen. I can. I'm sorry. Amen. I'm going to be nice about it. Try to do everything I can to be friendly with folks. Amen. But when it comes to my fellowship and giving the right hand of fellowship, there are just some places I can't do that. But I'm telling you what they are. They got the wrong spirit. Amen. They got the wrong attitude. Oh, come on now. Amen. They're not living according to God's word. Amen. But I tell you, I'm not talking about those kind of things. Amen. We've had some things that have divided us. Amen. And pushed us off into little groups. Amen. And called us to lose fellowship that hadn't ought to have been. Can you say amen? Praise God. And I'm telling you, because of that, we've lost some precious things. Amen. Some things that we've needed. Oh, hallelujah. I was talking to a man a few years ago that was in another fellowship within our holiness. I'm going to have to preach to you plain tonight. Amen. This is the way the Lord gave it to me. He's a great preacher. Amen. If he stood behind this pulpit tonight, and you'd go away and say, I have been blessed by this man's ministry. Praise God. I happened to be in a place and I knew him before. That he got tied up in that. And I want to tell you something. Amen. They'll put you in a box if you'll let them. I said they'll put you in a box if you'll let them. Amen. When I first started preaching, I had little groups that, amen, for some reason wanted me to stay among them. Amen. I said I refuse to do it. If I feel like going to Branson and preaching, amen, I'm going to go. Praise God. I refuse to come under that. This brother was in that box. I said, brother, if you only understood. Amen. Brother, I'm not saying that you need us, but we need you. Amen. Your ministry could be such a blessing, amen, to the whole entire holiness movement. Amen. He's still there tonight. I'm afraid he's going to waste his ministry. Amen. And never get out. But I came to preach to you tonight that you and I can endeavor. Amen. I know it takes some work. And I know it takes some labor. And I know it takes, as the old saying goes, eating some crow sometime. Amen. But we can endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Amen. You may not need me tonight, but I've come to realize I need you. Amen. I need what you have. Amen. You've been a blessing to me. You've been a blessing to my family. Hallelujah. You know, several years ago, amen, I had a man come to me. Amen. And here again, you know, I've had a lot of experiences with different folks and different groups. And amen, he came to me. He was very sincere. And he was talking to me about my children. And I thank God for my children. Amen. Oh, I'm telling you, they caused us such little hurt. And amen. And, you know, they've just been such a blessing in our church and all of these things. And this brother, he was very sincere. He said, "Brother, I want to ask you, amen, how have you kept your children, as so many of them have went the other way, and you know, such a disappointment." I thought about it a little bit. I said, "Brother, there's only one thing I know. Amen. We took them to good camp meetings. We took them to good fellowship meetings. Amen. We let them go to good youth camps. Praise God, we kept them in that atmosphere. I don't know of a better way." And I want to tell you what else I've done, Brother Shaw. Amen. I told them, men like Brother Shaw, look up to him. Amen. Hallelujah. Esteem him highly. Amen. They're great in the eyes of the Lord. Oh, I'm telling you, there's a price. I said, there's a price. Amen. That must be paid. But it'll be worth it to keep the unity of the Spirit among us. You know, you just never do know. Amen. You never do know who you're going to need. I said, you never know who you're going to need. Sometime the most unlikely person, amen, will be the very one that you need. Amen. You won't misunderstand me. I know you won't. Amen. Sometimes I feel like I got to clear things up. Amen. But anyway, I'm nobody. I understand that. Amen. But I heard about a man a few years ago. Amen. Wasn't in what I call our fellowship. Praise God, probably. Amen. Some had even told him we might not even be saved. I don't know. I've heard they say things like that about us sometime. Amen. But you know what? He got in the hospital. He got in bad shapes at the Shirley in Oklahoma City. He was from a long ways from there. Amen. First of all, he probably, amen, didn't even think you ought to be in that hospital. But sometime you find yourself in a place that you didn't expect to be. Amen. Don't make them strong statements. Amen. You might end up somewhere you thought you wouldn't be. Praise God. And you know what? His buddies wasn't there then. Amen. There's a long ways away. And probably there's a telling you ought to die before you went to that hospital. Praise God. But you know what? I got to praying. Amen. And the Lord moved on me. I want you to go pray for that man. Amen. I walked in that hospital room. Praise God. At times I had saw him on occasion. Amen. He didn't have much to say to me. Praise God. Probably didn't want folks knowing that he's having any dealings with me. But I'm telling you, when I knelt down at the end of his bed, praise God, and began to call out to God, and that Holy Ghost of heaven, amen, descended in that room. Amen. His children was crying. Amen. He said, "Brother, I'm so glad. I'm so glad that you came to see me. I tell you, we need one another." I said, "We need one another." Oh, hallelujah. Let me esteem highly my fellowship with the brothers and the sisters of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, when I was a little boy, and I must tell you this, amen, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to bring up things that are unpleasant, but we're at a minister's conference. Amen. I need to talk to you about some things tonight. I was born in 1958. And they tell me, and some of you might remember that. I know Brother Shaw does. I've heard him talk about it. I heard about in the 30s and 40s how they had revival. Amen. Tent revivals, brush arbor meetings. Amen. I'm telling you, Brother Shaw, they said it was wonderful time. I don't remember that. Amen. I've heard my dad tell about there on that corner not far from where he lives, just right out in the country, said they had a brush arbor meeting, 1,000 people. Amen. Gathered up around that little brush arbor. Praise God. Oh, it must have been wonderful days. But I must tell you, something happened. Something happened, amen, between that time and the time that I can remember. Because in the early 60s, the only thing I know is a spirit of division entered into our holiness people. Am I right? I know I'm right. Praise God. I was just a little boy. Amen. We was traveling the country. And all I knew was his dad. You know, my dad was always a man. He didn't want nothing to do with trouble. He would stay as far from trouble as he could. In fact, my father-in-law, who's from California, he said, Lindell, you know, your dad, I never saw a man like him. He said, one time in our church, we got into a fuss during the church service. And he said, your mom and dad and Uncle Dan walked outside of the church and stood out there until it was all over. They didn't want anything to do with it. But all I know is I'd hear mom and dad say, well, we're not going by a certain church anymore. Well, why? And you know, they wouldn't tell us. I'm glad they didn't. We wouldn't understood. But all I knew was, is my little friends that was at that church, am I never going to get to see them? I'm telling you from a child's standpoint now. Oh, that hurt me, Sister Shirley. It really did. Amen. I didn't understand it. And you know, Mom and Dad had always told me, the holiness people are the greatest people in the world. They love folks. Amen. They're sanctified. Oh, hallelujah. And I wondered in my little mind, well, what's went wrong here? Amen. What's happened here? Praise God. They said they're the greatest people in the world. And I thought that. And they said they were sanctified. Amen. If they loved one another, that they appreciated one another, then why is there a church down here and a church down here? Amen. And you know where I'm coming from tonight. Amen. There have been things, and there have been times, and there have been biblical reasons. Amen. That you just couldn't stay there. I understand all of that. Amen. But you also know, amen, that there were some bonnet string issues that never should have been and divided our people. My God, have mercy. Woo, hallelujah. I remember being in a certain church at a certain time, visiting one of my little friends. Mom and Dad wasn't there. And that Sunday morning, I remember sitting back in the crowd. That pastor got up. Amen. Usually I didn't even pay any attention to those things. But I knew when he got up, he was mad. Brothers, he was mad. Amen. He's supposed to be sanctified, but he was mad. Amen. I didn't figure all that out. Still hadn't. Amen. But anyway, he was mad. And he started unloading on that congregation. And you know what? I still remember this. He said, I hate it because the little birdsong boys here this morning to hear this. And I thought in my mind, well, you know, if I'm here and it's not, amen, it's that bad, well, maybe y'all just keep it to yourself. But praise the Lord. You know how things go. You know, children think a lot of things, don't they? Oh, hallelujah. And I'm telling you, hey, he unloaded. Amen. There was another old brother over there that was a deacon. Amen. And he was talking back to him. And before it was over with, they're just kind of preaching at one another. And I'm going to tell you the truth. You may not believe this, but I came that close to getting up as a little boy and asking them, is this a holiness church? Are y'all what they always told me you was? I'm telling you, something moved in me. I said something moved in me just as a little boy. Amen. And I want to tell you what happened. Those children that I played with and was in that church, they're not there anymore. The church is hardly there anymore. Amen. They're bitter. Amen. They're hateful about God's people. Amen. It soured them on holiness. Amen. I came out of it. Amen. Not soured on holiness. But I came out with a determination. If I ever have anything to do with it. Amen. If I can ever use any influence that I might have. Amen. I'll try my best. I'll endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. And I want to tell you tonight, and y'all already said, you know, I'm saying I had to qualify myself, and sorry about that, but I got more than one calling. I really do. I have more than one calling. Amen. I'm called to pastor the church where I'm at. But I'm also called. God's called me, church. He put it right here. To do my best to promote unity among our holiness people. I'm trying to do it. I'm telling you, I'm trying to do it. Everywhere I go, I'm trying to spread it. Amen. I don't know if the good men that I've tried to join their hands together. I don't know if the good folks that I've said, I wish you could meet these other folks over here. Amen. They got that same sweet spirit that you have. Amen. You know, we might as well just shell down the coin. There's certain places that automatically, when you mention those places, amen, something comes in your mind. Amen, we prejudge them. I've been trying to live that down for years at Blanchard. Amen, I'm as honest with you as I know how. Amen, I don't know how many folks have finally got honest with me. And they said, Brother Linda, we were scared of you. Amen, we heard all kinds of things. Amen, about Blanchard. I came to tell you tonight, amen, if you'll let me, amen, I'll love you. If you'll let me, I'll appreciate you. If you'll let me, I'll work among you, amen, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Brother David's sitting back here. Amen. He's from the Glory Barn. I don't know what the folks that I mentioned. My dad is from that area. Amen. Talk about the Glory Barn. Oh, man. Amen. Them folks down there, I'm telling you. Praise the Lord. Now, y'all heard it. You know you have. Amen. Some of y'all heard about it. I challenge you to go there. I said, I challenge you to go there. Oh, I'm telling you, you know the reason my voice is so hoarse, I don't know whenever I've shouted, I don't know whenever I've screamed, amen, I don't know whenever we've had such a, you talking about shuffling, brother, I got behind the shuffle down there this weekend, oh, hallelujah, amen, I was doing the two-step and the three-step, amen, every step I could think of, oh, hallelujah, praise God. How many folks have got saved? Over 30. Well, you know, folks ain't supposed to get saved at the glory barn. Amen. Because all that stuff you heard about. Amen. You just forget about all that stuff. I said, just forget about all that stuff. Amen. That's what Paul was talking about. Forgetting those things which are behind. Amen. We've had some of that in the past. Amen. We've had some things that are undesirable. But I tell you, we'll get together as the ministers of Jesus. Hey, God. Woo! We can live it down. I said, we can live it down. Praise God. I believe after tonight, amen, if you had any preconceived ideas about the glory barn, you'll leave there and say, Brother Lindell said, amen, that glory barn is one of the best churches he's ever been in. Amen, they love souls. Oh, come on now. Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you, it's time to work on this thing. I'm willing to work on it. Praise God. And I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to tell you what. If they had let me, I don't know if they'll let me or not, but if you hear I went somewhere, and you know we classify folks. Amen. But if you hear I went somewhere that you say, oh, that's ultra conservative. Amen. You just tell them, oh, Brother Lindell, spreading some more of that unity. Is that all right? Praise God. Hallelujah. You just tell them, oh, Brother Lindell. Amen. They're trying to pull this thing together. Amen. Jesus prayed for this unity. He said, Father, that they may be one. Amen, that they may be one. I tell you, if there ever was a prayer that we ought to pray in 2006, it's the prayer of unity. Amen, God, bind us together. Amen, put us together. Amen, make us a stronghold against the enemy of our souls. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And you know what? They did get together. I said they did get together. Amen. It's not the way I usually preach, but oh, I'm telling you. Amen. They did get together. In the book of Acts, amen, the Bible said they all, amen, these all continued with one accord. Amen. Even after a business meeting. Amen. Praise God. All of these men here, these 11, and it added another to it. But the Bible said these all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. Amen. And I won't tell you what the direct result of that was. Amen. It was an outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Amen. It was a sound from heaven. Amen. As of a rushing mighty wind that filled all the house. Amen. I want to tell you something. Holiness will only become a thing of the past if we fail to get it together. Amen. That's right. Praise God. If we'll stay together, if we'll promote unity, if we'll love one another, if we'll appreciate one another, amen, God is going to lead us on into greater things. Amen. I really believe that, church. Amen. I believe we're going to see the time. Amen. If we'll get together in unity, that God will restore us. Amen. Back to that place that he desires for us to be. Amen. It's impossible without unity. Can you say amen? I said it's impossible without unity. Amen. But I'm telling you, if we'll get this thing together, amen, we'll have miracles again as we have in days gone by. Amen. Devils will be subject unto us as they have in days gone by. Amen. I tell you, it's worth fighting for. Amen. It's worth longing for. It's worth dreaming about that it might be a reality among us again. Praise the Lord. And I like what I'm feeling. Hey, I said I like what I'm feeling. Oh, hallelujah. I dreamed of this day, Brother Joey. I really did. I dreamed of this day. Amen. I dreamed of the time when we could see our people coming together as they are. Amen. You know, we must admit it. There's been politics in this. Amen. There's been politics in this. And we all know, I'm telling you, I'm so sick of our government politics. Are you? I'm sick of it. Amen. I really am. You know, we have the Democrats and we have the Republicans. They're the strongest political parties. And they will not give, even though they know what's right. They won't even give. Amen. They refuse to give. And because of that, we have things that we're needing done in our United States. We have laws that are needing to be passed. Amen. We have things that are going undone because they're in a deadlock. Did you know I'm afraid our leadership, if we're not careful, amen, we'll get so politically involved. Amen. And get in such a political stalemate. That our churches and our camp meetings and our fellowship meetings and our revival meetings have suffered for it. But I'm telling you, my friend, amen, I'm ready to break down the barriers. I said, I'm ready to break down the barriers. Amen, let's get it together and let's do what God would have us to do. In these last days. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, there's some, we're never going to see things alike. We're really not. Amen. That's right. You notice tonight as I walked in here, I never mention it. Amen. But I don't have on a tie. Praise God. But, you know, I never saw where, amen, that was a prerequisite or whatever you call it, amen, for preaching the gospel. Amen. I'm going to let you in on something. I used to wear a tie. Amen. God never convicted me of wearing a tie. Amen. But there are some places I go. Amen. And folks, and I'm trying to get in this unity deal. Amen. If I put on a tie, amen, it'd stop me at the door. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. I have no problem with that. But you see, we got to understand these things. Amen. You probably got folks, if you didn't, amen, it'd be a hindrance to you. That's fine. Amen. My son's always teasing me, you know, about it. The other day I was preaching to me. He said, Dad, amen, won't you let me borrow you one of those ties? I said, son, if it'd help me, I'd wear one. Amen. If it'd get me through, I'd wear it. Amen. But, amen, what about it? It's just a little bonnet string issue. I said, it's just a little bonnet string issue. It really is. Oh, honey, I don't think I'd be preaching a bit better. Amen. With one on tonight. Amen. Some of you wouldn't know what to think about me if I did have one. Oh, hallelujah. But I tell you what I want to do. I want to worship with you. I want to praise God with you. Amen. I want to sing the song of Zion with you. Oh, hallelujah. I've never mentioned that before. It's a first for me. I've never mentioned that at all. Amen. But I'm telling you, we got some bonnet string issues that are keeping us, amen, from enjoying the blessed fellowship of one another. Amen. And you know what? If we'll work on this, our people will come right along. I found that out. Amen. You know, when I first started pastoring, I was so afraid of my church and afraid of my people, I couldn't hardly do anything. And then all of a sudden, I realized I'm their leader. I'm their shepherd. Amen. Where I go, they'll probably follow. They may grumble a little bit about it, but after a while, they'll come along. Can you say amen? Oh, hallelujah. Do you know where I'm coming from tonight? Amen. I'm telling you, my friends. Amen. If you're my friend at this meeting and you're not my friend at the next meeting, something bad wrong has happened. Oh, come on now. Praise God, I'm telling you. Let's get it together. Let's bind together. Praise the Lord. I must close tonight. Amen. I think we can have the greatest camp meetings we've ever had. I think we have the greatest fellowship meetings we've ever had. Amen. And I'm not bragging, but a lady got up in our church just the other night. She said, in all these years I've been going here, and she's a lot older than I am, she said, I've never saw the Blanchard Church like it is now. She was praising God for it. God's working for us. Amen. God's moving for us. Amen. Oh, I'm not pinning roses on me, but I tell you what, our folks have got together. Amen. I told you about how divided it was. They're together. Amen. As far as I know, and I know little things come up, but as far as I know, with about 200 people, and it's a miracle, we're together. Oh, hallelujah. But you got to work on that from the pulpit. Amen. I could divide them probably overnight, but I'm promoting unity. Amen. I'm telling them, love one another. Let's appreciate one another. Amen. Let's hold this thing together. Praise God. Amen. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Amen. I hope you remember this tonight. As I said, the Lord called me, amen, to travel this country some, amen, and promote unity. I want to be doing it at the next meeting, Brother Joy. Amen. If they call me to go somewhere else that I haven't been and God wants me to go, amen, I'll go with one purpose in mind, to bring unity. Amen. It'll bring us to power. It'll bring that old-time glory. Amen. Have you ever caught a glimpse of that glory? Oh, hallelujah. If you ever catch a glimpse of that glory, you'll never be the same. Amen. I want to tell you something. The glory and the unity go hand in hand. Praise God. Hand in hand. And so you that are here tonight, we're from a wide spectrum. We really are. Amen. All the way from the glory barn to Blanchard, Brother Damon. Amen. You never dreamed that. You didn't dream you'd ever be sitting here. I know you didn't. Amen. I didn't dream I'd be here. Praise the Lord. Brother Joel, you never dreamed then you'd be preaching meetings together. Amen. What about it? Praise the Lord. What about it? Amen. Isn't it glorious? Hallelujah. I told him at Strawberry Plains, and I didn't mean it to be funny, but it was really funny. After we thought about it, I said, I just didn't understand, Brother Joey. Amen. And other folks said, well, we didn't either. Amen. But I'm telling you, I just love him. Amen. I just love him. Praise God. You don't have to understand one another. Our spirits can connect. Praise God. We're going to pull for this thing, aren't we? Amen. You know, I don't know how to close this out, but it just really felt like having one of them old songs. Amen. Having old-fashioned handshaking. Amen. An old-time appreciation service. Would that be all right, Brother Joy? Praise God. Would that be all right, brothers? I'm telling you, I want you to know I appreciate you. Amen. I love you. I really do. Amen. I'm working over here in my field, and you're working in your field. But when we get together, let's have fellowship, and let's have love one to another. Somebody get us that song, if you would. May the Lord bless you. I've enjoyed trying to preach to you tonight. Amen. I feel like it's been very profitable for us to be here. Amen. And I hope we can leave out of this church building and out of this minister's conference, amen, ready to promote unity among the saints of God. Amen. I'm telling you, I hope you know that there's a genuine love, Brother Duane, in my heart. Amen. You pastored close to me. I was in a struggle then, Brother Duane. Amen. I was in a struggle. I didn't know what to do. Amen. I was as green as I could be. Praise the Lord. Oh, I didn't appreciate you like I ought to. Amen. I'm telling you, you're a great man, and I didn't realize it when you was there close to me. But I'm glad I found it out. I'm glad I found it out. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, if we could get that love among us, amen, our people would feel it and they'd rally to it. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. You feel that tonight? Let's stand, everybody in the building. Amen. You just do what you feel like doing. But I feel like just walking around shaking hands and letting you know that I really appreciate you tonight.